KQED.
Tonight, the Oakland City Council considers expanding a project that links surveillance cameras, license plate readers, and other data into a unified situational awareness system for local and regional law enforcement. It's the kind of thing the Port of Oakland already gets federal money to do, and the city is struggling financially. So is this program the crime-fighting solution Oakland has been waiting for, or a classic example of mission creep rising to meet available grant money? Ollie Winston has been following the story for the Center for Investigative Reporting.
It stemmed from something called maritime domain awareness, which is a concept developed by the Department of Homeland Security to increase security apparatus around critical ports in the country. The difference here is that Oakland's Domain Awareness Center is actually focused on the entire city. So now the project is intended to go to other agencies, such as the agency that runs the Oakland Coliseum and the arena, such as BART, such as Caltrans, the CHP, the Oakland Unified School District, and incorporate cameras and sensors that these agencies have installed on their properties, in their facilities, and merge them into the Domain Awareness Center.
Don't we already have data collection going on in other parts of Northern California? Why is this a necessary project?
The official rationale for this project is to secure the Port of Oakland and to provide total situational awareness for port personnel and for law enforcement and first responders that, you know, are charged with keeping the port safe, because it's one of the largest ports in the United States and it is critical to the city of Oakland's economy as well as that of the larger Bay Area. But what we've seen with this project is that it's become far more than a port security project. Critics have said that this is a classic example of what you call mission creep or surveillance creep, when a project starts with one intention, with one designed goal, and over time, because you know there are different parties that become interested in it and decide to sign on and help develop it, it mushrooms into something that very slightly resembles the original intent.
Who's paying for all of this?
This project is entirely funded to date by the Department of Homeland Security and the federal government through the Stimulus Act and through port security grant programs. And in total, it's estimated that this project will cost around $11 million.
Is this something we see being done in Southern California as well?
The project at the Port of Long Beach is the Domain Awareness Center that's actually been built down there. The Port of Los Angeles is still constructing theirs. However, the Port of Long Beach's project, their surveillance infrastructure does not have links in with Long Beach Unified Schools. I mean, the schools have nothing to do with the Port of Oakland. They have something to do with the public safety of the city, and that's what this project has grown into. It's grown into a project that's geared towards public safety and situational awareness for all first responders in Oakland.
For the benefit of listeners who don't follow Oakland City Council meetings closely, what's been the reaction locally?
This project has come in front of the Oakland City Council quite often, but the full extent of the Domain Awareness Center hasn't been clear until a public safety committee meeting on July 9th. And at this July 9th committee hearing, it became very clear that this project had far more to do with public safety and providing very robust surveillance capabilities to the police department as well as to the Oakland Fire Department, the Coast Guard, the Port of Oakland. It had more to do with looking at the city as a whole and kind of merging all of these different cameras and license plate readers and sensors and alarms into one unified system that was basically being marketed as a crime prevention tool. There were a number of people in the audience who, you know, got up to speak on the item and said, "You don't know what this is about. There are no privacy guidelines for this item, for this project. There's no guidelines about how long you can retain the data for, about who has access to it, about who the data will be shared with." All very pertinent concerns with matters regarding surveillance and matters regarding information collection by government agencies. We've seen this with the National Security Agency. We've seen this with other government agencies during the past several years as information becomes digitized and as law enforcement and other government agencies start to retain more information about individuals' lives and movements.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.
We've got links to Winston's latest story and the port's proposal on our website, californiareport.org.